Welcome to the second series of the HE Knowledge Hub podcast, brought to you by Next Step Southwest, or NSSW. We're your regional UniConnect program funded by the Office for Students. We aim to address the barriers that people feel prevent them from studying at higher education level, which we'll refer to as HE in this podcast. And for those returning to study after a break, these barriers can feel even more challenging. So in this series, we're going to be speaking with adult learners studying HE courses at our 14 partner institutions across Cornwall, Devon and Somerset. We hope you find their experiences inspiring and insightful. As an adult learner myself, I'm very aware of the juggle of family life, work and learning, not to mention finances and the impact of all of this on your mental health and well-being. The people you'll hear from have all encountered and overcome many barriers to their studies. Sometimes, when the challenges seem too great, their desire to want to change things or fulfil their desire to do an HE course, plus inspiring determination, has propelled them over the barriers. With support from family, friends, and the HE institution staff and support services. Second episode, I'm talking with John, Natalia and Fiona, students at the University of Plymouth. Discover how they found the confidence to follow their dreams. John enjoyed his time serving as a Marine after leaving school, but he says that getting older, you start to think about your environment more. John wanted to do something in marine conservation, but didn't know exactly what. There's also some really valuable information in this conversation about how the armed forces can support people into study after leaving. And we'll include some links to where you can find details about that in the accompanying notes, specifically Enhanced Learning Credits Administration Service.
Hello, my name is John Williams. I am studying Bachelor of Science with Honours, Ocean Science and Marine Conservation at the University of Plymouth. In my final year, just submitted my dissertation, got a few exams to go, and then that's it, done. It's gone very quickly.
How did you feel about school and education in general when you were a teenager?
I would say I was pretty what I would call generic, in the sense that I messed around a bit as a young lad, didn't really take school too seriously when I was 11 12 13, did all right in my GCSE, did my A-levels, anticipated going to university because I was at a grammar school. That's pretty much what everyone did. A lot of my friends went to really know what they wanted to do, just picked a subject that they enjoyed. I actually had a unconditional place at Exeter to do Spanish and Arabic, but knew before that I wanted to join the Marines, so decided not to go to university because I would have just accumulated a lot of debt doing something that I didn't really want to do that much.
Recently, you hear that a lot, that people don't necessarily know what they want to do when they're 18 or straight out of school, and if they do, sometimes by the time you're a little bit older, a decade on, perhaps that has changed. So what did you do in between leaving school and now? Did you continue to have a career with the Marines?
So I left school. I originally tried to join the Marines as an officer. Whilst I was doing that, I was just working at a gym near home. Didn't get in through the selection process as an officer to begin with, was given 1 year basically to come back and try again, but decided that's too long to wait, so just joined as a rank instead. And then from 2011 up until 2018 I was in the Marines, had the best time, really really enjoyed it, and yeah, don't regret doing that at all. But got to the end of my time in the Marines, became quite a different person, and decided actually now is the time that I do want to go and study and change career completely.
What was it that made you decide on returning to study what you've decided to study?
I think my priorities just changed. I wasn't so interested in going and doing the sort of things that the Marines do, and wanted to become a bit more interested in the environment, climate change, conservation, that sort of thing. I was relatively interested in science, always been quite curious, like all the way through when I was in the Marines, but yeah, conservation wasn't really something that piqued my interest until I'd say sort of 2016, 2017. And at about that time I was thinking, I think it's time to leave the Marines now, I want to go and do something else. Marines are very, very good in that once you've served a certain amount of time, they will pay for you to do, it's called something called the publicly funded higher education scheme, by they will pay for your pay for you to do basically one level up of whatever qualifications you have when you go in. So if I'd got in with just GCSEs, they would have paid for me to do A-levels or a college course. Because I already had my A-levels, they would pay for my tuition fees. So very fortunate in that regard.
Did you always know about the public funded higher education?
Publicly funded higher education scheme, yeah. So it's right. You get something called enhanced learning credits when you're in the forces, not just the Marines, yes. But any of the forces.
Yeah.
So every year you basically get £170 that you can put towards doing courses whilst you're in the Marines. It's a really, really good scheme. But once you leave, you then can use those to do another course. So depending on how long you've served, you can either take a chunk of money or you can take a certain amount of money each year after that to help pay for courses. Like I said, if you've got certain qualifications, though, the government will match whatever you're lacking from the Marines and basically pay for your tuition fees. So I think it's the Marines would pay £1,000, the government would pay £8,000, and then I would have to pay £250 a year for the tuition fees. So it's definitely a good scheme. And to be honest, not a lot of Marines, and I would imagine the wider military, actually know about it. So certainly I've spoken to a lot of guys and they've said, oh, so what you're doing now? And I speak and tell them about that. And they're like, oh, I didn't realize that that was an option. And I do know of a couple of other people that have from different military backgrounds that are using the same schemes.
Valuable information. With that in mind, when you started the degree, did you have a career in mind? And the second part of the question is, over the course of studying, has that stayed the same or have you changed tack slightly?
To be honest, when I decided to change career and leave the Marines, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew it. I wanted it to be something to do with the marine environment and conservation. And the only job that I really knew about in that area was marine biology. I had to do a foundation year because my A-levels, although I had them, didn't get the required UCAS credits to do marine biology. Did the foundation year, did the first semester of marine biology, and then realized actually that the ocean science and marine conservation degree that I'm doing now probably ticked more of the boxes of what I wanted out of a degree. So switched from marine biology to ocean science and marine conservation. A little bit frustratingly, I actually had the UCAS credits to have done that degree straight away, so I could have not bothered doing the foundation year.
Do you think perhaps there was some benefit in doing that foundation year in getting you back into the swing of academic rigor, for want of another word?
Yeah, 100%. I hadn't written an essay since I left school, which certainly when I compare myself to some other mature students that I know, they'll say, oh, you only left school 10 years ago or whatever. You know, it's not that long. I know plenty of other mature students that are, you know, in their 50s and even 60s that haven't done that sort of thing for a long time. But for me, having not written an essay or thought about anything too academic whilst I was in the Marines for a considerable amount of time, it definitely helped me. Yeah, I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I started university. Like I said, something marine conservation-y. Throughout the degree, I've sort of been hoping that something will pop up as, oh, that's the route that I'm going to take. That hasn't really happened. I just annoyingly still find absolutely everything really interesting. So I don't know exactly what I want to do. My better half is a midwife. We are actually on our way to New Zealand once I've finished my degree. Fingers crossed I'll find something out there. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet. I've looked at various different jobs.
Do you feel that there are more options and opportunities open to you now as a result of doing the HE course?
I definitely think within the world of sort of marine biology and marine conservation, there are jobs out there that you can do without a degree. But if you want to do science, I think a degree is the bare minimum, to be honest. I've considered doing a master's and it's not something I'm ruling out, but I get the impression that actually just an undergrad degree is a sort of, yeah, the very sort of bottom stepping stone. If you want to go into academia, of course. But yeah, no, I think this degree will 100% have helped me out with getting a job afterwards.
So you're saying that it's not really a field that you could work in the capacity that you want to as a scientist without this basis?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think if you've got other skills, you know, you can I've just recently done my powerboat level 2 course whilst I was in the Marines. If I had been a powerboat operator as one of the specifications, a landing craft operator, then I could have used that in the field of marine biology and marine conservation. I could have driven the boats as such. But it wouldn't have necessarily be doing the actual role that I'd be interested in. So I think the degree has definitely helped me with what I want to achieve.
So it's actually, it's helping you fulfill your potential. Perhaps if you were driving the boat, you might have been looking at the scientist thinking, well, actually, that's what I wanted to be doing. I needed have done the degree to get to that point.
Yeah, definitely.
Doing any kind of study, it comes with pressures. So how have you found the stresses and strains? As you say, you've just done a dissertation. How did you find that? And, you know, generally the whole experience, is it what you expected? Is it harder, easier?
I had a conversation recently with a friend of mine who's also a former Marine. He's not studying at Plymouth, but he's doing a cybersecurity course. And we both had the sort of chat of, why is this so hard when we've done, you know, plenty of hard stuff in the Marines? It's a different sort of hard. But in some regards, I'd say, you know, sitting and thinking the stress and the pressure of getting something as big, certainly of like the dissertation in, is a completely different style of hard, but equally stressful in many regards. I really enjoyed doing my dissertation. I really enjoyed the degree as a whole. But that doesn't mean there hasn't been times where I've been sat at my computer just like, you know, running my fingers through my hair thinking, oh, this is so hard. And I think wanting to always do extremely well in everything has meant that I came into the degree worried that I'm potentially not smart enough. I've always thought of, you know, you think of a stereotypical scientist and you think they must be extremely intelligent, which of course they are. And you sort of compare yourself to what you think they must be and how. I personally always thought, oh, I don't know if I'm smart enough for this, and have been sat there many times whilst doing a bit of work throughout the last 3 or 4 years, just thinking like, am I actually really smart enough to be doing this? And then hand a piece of work in, get a result back, tends to be pretty good. And I think, okay, right, good. That's reassuring.
You are smart enough to be doing this then.
Yeah.
So by extension, do you feel that it's actually boosted your self-esteem and your confidence?
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed it, and I've really I've said to people, you know, hand a piece of work in and always think, oh, bits of that were good, but I'm not sure if it was actually any good. And then the mark comes back and it's usually pretty good, and you know, surprisingly pleased with how well I've done in things. And it's really, really rewarding.
So, John, were there any particular opportunities or standout facilities that you've encountered during your time studying?
My experience at university has been a little bit marred by the whole COVID pandemic. So in terms of practical stuff, I think that's probably one thing that we actually missed out on quite a lot. You know, not through any fault of the university. Everybody over the last few years has struggled with doing stuff face to face. So we were supposed to go on a trip to the Bahamas just over Christmas. That got cancelled for COVID. We then had a new field week that was supposed to happen just last week. Various boat trips that we were supposed to go on got cancelled because of the weather. I mean, that's not to say that the facilities aren't there. I think Plymouth University is one of the best for the field sort of facilities. Like I say, we were going to go on a trip to the Bahamas. So if that had happened, how many people can say that they've done that for a field trip? Yeah. Not me. But we've got here for marine biology and marine conservation, we've obviously got the National Marine Aquarium, which we have been to a few times. Various beaches, obviously, on the southwest. Lots of marine conservation zones. We did go to Slapton Lee last week and did some water quality testing, that sort of thing. So
it's not all in a classroom, if that's what someone was thinking. You know, I don't want to, having sort of been an adult who works, who does things, I don't want to be treated like a child, a student, sit and sort of listen to someone talk at me. It's not always like that.
I would say none of the lecturers I've never felt talked to like a child from any of the lecturers. It's very different to how I remember school. You are treated like an adult. Having the conversation with a lecturer is much more like talking to somebody eye to eye than what I remember being talked to like as a student at school.
Thank you.
And yeah, it's not all in the classroom.
Is there a difference between the reality of studying HE as an adult learner? Is it what you thought it would be?
I think it is largely what I expected, to be honest. I thought as a mature student, I would probably be not doing the same sort of stuff as, normal age students would be doing. You know, I'm not here to have the student life. I'm not here to experience being away from home for the first time. You know, I've been there, done that, we've got the t-shirt. And I think that's probably the case with most mature students, which I have made good friends with other mature students. And I know that they would agree when I say it's definitely a strong point for us to not have that sort of thing as a hindrance to our learning. You know, we're here to learn. Not saying we're boring, we don't, you know, go out and enjoy socializing and stuff as well, but we're at university to be at university and to learn. We don't need to experience a lot of the other things that you get from uni.
Let's call it focused and committed.
Focused, yes. Yeah.
Finally, what would you say to someone who's at the point of considering going back to study at HE level and perhaps they're feeling there are a lot of obstacles that they are encountering?
I can only speak from my experience of, you know, I was quite lucky in the fact that, you know, finance wasn't really an obstacle. I don't have any commitments in the sense that I don't have children. I do know other people that have had those potential obstacles, and that it's certainly there to be overcome. And if you want to go and retrain, if you want to do something, it's never too late. You're never going to be looked at as like the sort of the old person, the weird old person sat in the corner, because trust me, there'll be plenty of other weird old people sat there as well with you. So yeah, if it's something you're considering, definitely I would recommend it.
It felt to me that actually John overcame some of his own misconceptions about who scientists are, and that his achievements in HE have given him the self-belief to feel that he is a scientist himself. And he has a lot of options and opportunities now. And as they say, now for something completely different. Natalia enjoyed arts subjects at school and went straight into studying filmmaking at university. She worked in London in the industry before developing a second career in hospitality when she became a coffee expert. And these experiences in her 20s led Natalia to wanting to explore the world of nutrition more fully. As a totally different field, Natalia faced the obstacle of not immediately having the academic qualifications and skills she needed to enrol in an HE course. So she had to take two GCSEs and do a science foundation course before she could start her degree course. Find out why Natalia feels that it's worth the effort.
I'm Natalia. I'm studying dietetics at University of Plymouth. I'm in my first year at the moment, and it's a three-year course, so it's a Bachelor of Science.
So Natalia, what were your feelings about school when you were younger? Did you enjoy education?
Yeah, I did enjoy education. I think I enjoyed different things when I was younger. I kind of like arts and humanities more then. And I think it's changed a little bit now, actually. But I always enjoyed school, yeah.
So did you feel like you wanted to go to university straight away from school? Or why did you take a break in between school and going to university?
So actually, I do have a first degree already. So right. I've done Bachelor of Arts in Filmmaking. When I was, 19 to 22. Yeah. And I did work in the industry, in the filmmaking industry, for a little bit as a camera assistant. But I think it was just the nature of it. It was really freelance. It was in London, so it was quite competitive. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure it was quite the right fit for me. So then as I needed work, I started to just work in hospitality. But that kind of turned into more like a long-term thing. I kind of fell into coffee and I started working with specialty coffee. So yeah, I worked as a coffee trainer for about 6 years. So I worked a lot with catering, hospitality, working for a lot of different types of roasteries and with a lot of types of people. So I really enjoyed the training and the developing part of it.
Sounds like you almost had two careers before you made the decision to go back to studying. So what was it that made you decide that you wanted to go to uni and study dietetics?
I think I always felt like it wasn't quite enough of what I was doing. I felt like I wanted to maybe work more in like a helping profession and I kind of progressively started being interested in nutrition and science. on the side. With coffee, there's also a lot of chemistry. So always making sure, you know, you have the evidence when you're training your trainees. So that was an interesting part, which is a big part of dietetics and nutrition as well. But I also got sick myself and my family, so we had to change how we eat. And that was probably the part that made me decide to maybe, you know, this is interesting, I really like this. But also wanting to know what is that actually makes us healthy? What do we eat?
And now you're becoming the expert. So did you start doing the course because you wanted to know more about dietetics, or you wanted to become a dietitian? Was it to change your career? And is that still what you want to do?
The course just allows me to get the knowledge and get the skills that I need. So becoming a dietitian was always the priority and the goal. And the course is pretty much, well, and now it's not the only way you can do this, become a dietitian. There's starting to be a little bit of apprenticeships coming in, but that's very new. But yeah, the goal is to become a dietitian, and the course will allow me to do that.
You're a full-time student, or are you doing part-time study? And if so, do you have a job whilst you're studying?
Yeah, so it's a full-time course. It's a three-year course. Some dietetics courses are 4 years. I do work part-time as a student ambassador, but that's, I would say, part-time / flexible. So that's what I do on the side.
Do you feel that there were any barriers, things that you thought of that sort of held you back from deciding to study? Did you feel that it would be hard to do it in your 30s? Did you feel that it was financially difficult? Is there anything that you can think of?
Yeah, there was a few things. So there was definitely the finances. I had to look at that. I had to look at the skills. For example, studying science subjects was something I wasn't very good at when I was younger.
Right.
So that was a little bit of worry to come back to. And I guess just a major life decision as well. But the finances, yeah. So having to look at what finance I can access, mm-hmm. And what help there is. That was very useful to know also that the allied health professions, even if you're doing a second degree as a mature student, you can still access the student finance. And on top of that, you are able to get the NHS bursary for the courses as well, which was really helpful and made me more calm to know that, you know, I'll be able to manage living at the same time as studying. Going back to studying, you know, I had to redo my GCSE maths as well before.
Oh, you did?
Just before part-time, yeah. So that was a bit of a worry if I'm going to be able to manage, but there was a lot of mature students there.
So how long did it take you to do your GCSE maths, and were you working at the same time? I mean, how hard did you find that?
So the GCSE maths, and I also did English, so that was one evening a week, and that was part-time. So it was while I was working full time. So it wasn't very, very busy. It was two evenings a week extra, but sometimes, you know, you had a few extra things on top to learn. And then the year after, I had to do a foundation.
Right.
So I had to redo the science subjects, kind of like redoing science A levels. So some people do access course. I've done like a certificate of higher education. That was also evening study part time. There was a lot of people in the course who had families and have to manage work and families and study. So people, have to juggle a lot of things at the same time. But I think we all managed fairly well. Yeah.
Like you said, you make the most of your time. Obviously, you've had some successful careers before choosing to come back to university. So in your mind, was it difficult to go from someone with a career to being a student again?
Sometimes it does. It did feel a little bit weird, like you're going to stick out or because you're a bit older. But I think about one third of my class, and I know that a lot of healthcare courses are mature students. Mm-hmm. I think because I've studied for a little bit before I started this degree, it didn't feel so new and so odd in a way. But I guess, sometimes, you know, you have to go back when you do, for example, group projects, you have all this experience and you feel like maybe people would treat you like a student again. So I think it can be a little bit difficult at moments, but it's nothing major for me that, you know, stops me from progressing.
So do you feel that it's been easier to study as an adult compared to sort of your 18, 19 year old self? Are there any differences? Do you feel more focused or more committed, or that it's more stressful, in fact?
I do think it's easier in some ways because I have a clear goal. So I'm perhaps more interested in them because I know it takes me to where I want to be or who I want to become. You just have a clearer idea when you're older. Well, I find at the moment anyway. I think I am able to manage my time better because of all the experience I've had at work and managing workload and working with people.
Do you feel that you've felt stressed out about being a student now? Or is that something that, you know, if you have any anxiety that this study has made worse?
I did struggle with anxiety in the past. And also during the pandemic, you know, when things went uncertain, I think as a lot of people did. And sometimes, well, when I started the course, sometimes there was a lot of workload. So there was a lot of things coming in at the same time. So sometimes there was a bit of stress. Also, I moved to a new place. I've never lived before. So it was a new situation. The university was really helpful. There was a few like short courses I've done, you know, how to manage stress. So that was really helpful, actually. Just making sure, you know, I take time out and do something I enjoy in between. So it's not just, you know, full on studying all the time, because often it feels like this is what you should do, but actually you can make it worse. So that was something I had to work through a little bit. But as the year progressed, you get into the rhythm of studying and you know what to expect.
Would you say then that it has helped boost your self-belief, that you are actually able to rise to the challenges that you've highlighted?
Yes, it definitely has helped. The more you do it, you can see, you know, you can manage it. And especially with some projects you've done that you get good grades from, it feels like, you know, I can do it again. So it was definitely helpful, yeah.
To sum up, is studying again now, is it different to how you thought it would be?
It was a long time ago when I studied for the first time and the course had slightly different nature, obviously different subjects as well. Some things are harder, especially very like theory heavy modules. So that's things I haven't done before. But if I'm organized and I put the time in, it feels manageable. Some things I think it was like I expected, and maybe because I've done quite a lot of research before and I've went to a lot of open days and I've talked to a lot of students and also a lot of kind of dietetics related shadowing and events. So I feel like that does really help, and I just have a fairly good idea what will be like. I think, yeah, it's really important to, you know, to go to the places before you study and talk to the people who are doing the job that you're going to be doing in the future, if you know.
That's great advice, actually. So you're just sort of saying be as prepared as you can be. There's a lot of information out there that you can access. So it can be exactly what you expected because you've done the research and you know what to expect. That leads me quite nicely onto my final question, which is what would your main advice be to somebody considering studying as an adult learner, especially if they think there are lots of reasons why they can't do it or shouldn't do it?
I would say definitely do the research before. There's so many, you know, podcasts, webinars, events, everything's online now. You know, volunteer somewhere if depending what area obviously you're going into. But it will allow you to imagine yourself in the role. And it might be hard to make the decision to do it. But you know, if you have a look at your finances, if you have a look at everything you can beforehand, it will be much easier to decide. But you know, even if you decide something and you do the course and you might decide, oh, it's not for me, you know, at least you've tried it and you've done it, because you don't know if it's for you unless you've done something. And I think I didn't know that when I was really young, but I think through, you know, growing up, I've kind of learned that. So nothing's always set in stone. So yeah, I'd definitely go for it. I'd say if you feel like you want to change, we spend so much time at work as well in our lives. I think it's important to do something you really like.
I love how Natalia differentiates that even as a graduate studying again in your 30s, it feels different as you're better at organising your time than you were perhaps as a teenager. So maybe it's easier than when you were younger. Sure, you have less time, but you're better at managing it. Another takeaway, I think, is about being prepared. There's a lot of info out there and you just need to tap into it. Next up is Fiona. Fiona didn't feel very committed at school, but always liked marine animals. After years of jobs that she didn't believe in and didn't enjoy, her husband asked her, "What do you really want to do?"
Hello, I'm Fiona. I'm 41. I'm a second year full-time student on the University of Plymouth, studying marine biology.
Did you enjoy school when you were younger?
Not really. I think it was a bit of a troublemaker as well. Just didn't know what I wanted to do. When it came to making choices in school, it just was very hard. There were always things stopping me from wanting to do what I wanted to do.
Did you feel like you had the information that you needed to make those decisions when you were younger?
I don't think so. I think the internet made a lot of things easier these days, just to see what's out there. And I think that would have helped a lot. Although when I was younger, I had some struggles and there were always excuses why I couldn't do it. So I'm not really sure, but I think it would have made a little bit of a difference to know what you can do.
So what sort of jobs and roles were you doing between leaving school and up until deciding to go back to university?
So in the beginning, I started because I didn't know I wanted to do something that gave me some meaning in a job. I realized that I wanted to do something with animals. And then I started to go for veterinarian assistant. So I did this by myself. I did this home study that you could do. And that was, of course, some practical elements to it, doing an internship. Only did that for 2 years because there wasn't enough work in it. And then I started to roll into sales, which is completely different. The job I had at the time was working in a store and they needed a manager. So I did that for a while. And then after 3 years of working there, I rolled into different sales jobs. I didn't like my job. I was good at it. I've always, as I said, when I was younger, I always knew I wanted to do something that had some meaning to it. I felt like I wasn't learning anymore.
So you came back to kind of fulfill what you've always wanted to do. And what was it that made you think I'm going to go and study at HE level?
Yeah, well, that's actually, so nobody in my family ever went to university. So I never really thought about university. I did when I was younger. I said I would like to study something with marine animals. And they said marine biology. But no, then you have to do university level. So you'll have to, and there's a lot of chemistry. There's a lot of maths. And when I wasn't doing my best in school and maths and chemistry and all those things were, for me, hocus pocus. So I was like, no, I can't do that. So when I got older, I met my husband, who's my boyfriend, who's my husband now, and he saw me struggle with my jobs. And he said, but what would you really want to do? And I just kept saying, I want to work with marine animals. Maybe I can do something in conservation. And one day he said, why not marine biology? And I said, well, I can't do university. And then he realized that it was my insecurity holding me back. So he kind of made me stop saying but, because every time he brought it up, I kept saying, but I'm not smart enough. There were so many excuses. I kind of was lucky to have somebody kick me in the butt.
Was there anything that you had to do before going into HE, like an access course or a foundation course?
Yeah, so I started, well, because I'm from the Netherlands, I had to do a IELTS test, just testing my English, and then when that was okay, I went to foundation year. I wasn't confident about myself. And eventually, after a few months doing foundation year and getting so much help as an adult, you really want to do well. Your lecturers want you to do well. So they will do anything to help you. After a few months of thinking, oh, I hope I can at least pass this, I was getting first class grade.
So doing that foundation course really helped, helped you grow your confidence before going into the degree, do you think?
Yes, just because they're not only focusing on, oh, can you get the grades that you want, but they're also looking at all these extra things that you can learn for presentations or just organizing. How do you organize yourself? They also offer extra help outside of office hours sometimes.
Are there any other barriers that were things that prevented you from doing the HE course? Were you worried about anything else, like finances or whether you'd be able to work at the same time?
Yes, I think all of those. Financially, as an EU student, you can get a maintenance loan, but you have to work. I think you have to earn like £400 a month. I'm not really sure, but a shame because I didn't know this.
It's good to know that international students can still access some funding. We'll see if we can find some more information and put that in a show notes. What do you think the differences are studying as sort of a teenager compared to studying as an adult now?
Well, I think one of the main things is that you have contact with your lecturers in a different way. So approaching a lecturer is for us as approaching a friend. And also just making contacts. That university is not only about getting good grades, but creating this social network. And you can see that for adults, it's so much easier to do.
Yes, you have more experience, don't you, in meeting people and just a sort of maybe a bit of social confidence that you can actually go up to someone and speak to them. And perhaps as an adult, as you're hinting at, you know the benefits of those networks a little bit more when you've had some more experiences because you know how they work out.
Yes, yes. And I think one other difference is organizing and planning. You've learned by your jobs, and even if you think, no, I'm not really good at that, you can see the difference between younger students and yourself. And as soon as you find something that you're really passionate about or something that you really want to do as an adult, you go for it and you make sure you plan it, you organize it.
You've got some skills that you might have gained from other work roles and life experience that you can use to your benefit. A lot of people can feel that it would be very, very stressful and there's a lot of pressure studying at HE, especially if you're juggling relationships or, you know, you have a geographical thing to overcome as well. But actually, are there some benefits as well as some pressures? How have you balanced those and dealt with those?
I think the benefits are that you are working on something that you really like. And instead of putting 40 hours of your time in something that you don't like, all that energy, you put that in something that you really like to do or that's going to benefit you in the future. The juggling around, yes. But because I've been organized from the beginning, you're dedicated, it really helps. When I get an assignment and I start right away, I have so much time left. So I'm sometimes stressing because I have 2 weeks left and I still have to write 1,000 words where others didn't even start yet.
Do you think perhaps you wouldn't have had that dedication and commitment 20 years ago?
When I was younger, I would have been less driven and more distracted. When I was younger, I thought 3 years, it sounded like ages. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's only 3 years. And it just flies by.
Such a small chunk of your working life that you're doing and making such a big change, potentially. Do you have a particular job in mind? At the beginning of your course, did you just want to do something that you enjoyed? And now, do you know exactly what that is? Has your mind been open to different opportunities and different types of job roles within the field?
Yeah. In the beginning, I thought I really liked sharks and I really liked diving. So I thought I was going to do something in that area. But somehow I started to really enjoy research and physiology. Things I would have never imagined I was ever going to say, but then I realized I wanted to become a scientist. And because of all the confidence that you get during your course, I just realized this is what I really like and what I really want to do. So that's completely different.
But doing the course helped you kind of find the pathway that you're now on.
Yes. So you get introduced in so many different areas.
What is the reality of higher education like compared to what you thought it would be? Is it what you thought, or is it different?
I thought it would be very complex and you would be all left by yourself. Because they always say, you have to really, it's not like they will help you. You need to really research yourself. And that's true, but they also help you. Just not, I think, to a degree where what you've had in school. Yeah, I thought it was going to be hectic and I had to study from morning till evening. And those days are some of those days are here, but as long as you plan.
If there was somebody who thought that they might want to do higher education, but there were lots of reasons that they thought it wouldn't work, in your position now, what would you say to them?
Well, as I said before, you put 40 hours of your time in a job that you don't like, maybe even more, maybe some less, but all that energy that you put in, if you can put that in something like higher education, it's not as scary as you think. You can do it. And I think take away those but this, but that, because I promise you, you can do it. And because I never thought I could do it, and So I always want to try and help people to see that it is possible. There was nobody in my family that did university, and I couldn't even imagine what that would be like. But I think everybody that has a mindset that they really want to go for it can do it.
I think everyone I've spoken to in this episode would agree that before they started their HE courses, they didn't feel they were academic enough. But actually, not only have they changed their opinion about what that means, but also that they now have much more self-confidence as a result of studying at HE. And something that will stay with me, as Natalia points out, is that our working lives are long. So retraining to do something you want is actually a relatively small chunk of that time, even if it is 3 to 6 years. It makes the long part much better. Even if you had to add on time to do the prerequisite things like retaking GCSEs or foundation courses. And rather than saying, why would you do it? Perhaps we can shift our thinking and ask instead, why wouldn't you? Knowledge and preparation can break down the barriers. Your passion for your subject can motivate you, and organisation and an open mind can keep you sane doing it. To access all our resources, including the first series of HE Knowledge Hub podcast, visit our website, nextstepssw.ac.uk, where we have a dedicated adult learner section of our student area, where you can sign up to our adult learner newsletter to receive periodic, not exhaustive, emails with updates and resources, especially for people returning to study. We also have student, parent and carer, and school and college newsletter sign up, and these can be found in each area of our website. You can join the conversation about hashtag Fairer Futures on social at Next Steps SW. Thanks for listening.